Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday morning, May 13th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, why you're paying too much in fees and what goes into your credit report. Those stories as we continue.
Squarespace, the easiest way to create an exceptional website. Squarespace provides everything you need to create a beautiful website for you or your business, including trendy designs and unique styles. And you don't have to worry about getting stuck along the way. Squarespace has a 24/7 support team. Try Squarespace today for free. And when you're ready to go live, enter WSJ at checkout and save 10%. Plus, you get free hosting. Use promo code WSJ at squarespace.com/WSJ. Squarespace.com/WSJ.
Our financial lives are littered with fees. We can't escape them, but there are ways to reduce their impact on your personal finances. For example, Wall Street Journal's Liz Moyer says one place folks can save is financial advice. You can pay less in fees if you're willing to give up the handholding that is common at a large Wall Street investment firm.
You could go to an independent advisor and have a pretty bare-bones financial plan put together for you for between $500 and $1,500.
You may even decide you want to switch to an online firm.
Wealthfront and Betterment and LearnVest, where you can go and invest money at far less than 1%. And the savings are pretty substantial.
And whether you're going through a financial advisor or not, it's important to watch for the fees you're paying in the funds you invest in. An actively managed fund is going to cost you a lot more than an index fund or exchange-traded fund.
You go from more than 1% for an actively managed mutual fund portfolio to way less than 1% for an index or an ETF. And that can lead to hundreds of thousands of dollars in savings over the course of many years.
You can head to wallstreetjournal.com and read the article, "You're Paying Too Much in Fees," to find other places you can reduce fees when it comes to financial advice, discount brokerages, mutual funds, and even purchasing a home. As we continue, understanding your credit report.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
You've probably heard of your credit report, but do you really understand what it is and where it comes from? Adam Levin of Credit.com breaks down this important financial profile in the new Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
Your credit report is a record of your financial behavior that's kept by credit reporting agencies, which provide that information to businesses when they're considering potential borrowers. There are three national credit bureaus that maintain credit reports on consumers: TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. They don't share information with each other, so your report with each of these agencies may be a little different. Credit reports include personal information, like your name, where you live now and in the past, or perhaps where you work. You'll also see a list of most, if not all, of your credit accounts, like student loans, mortgages, or auto loans. And if you've had credit problems, collection accounts or public records such as bankruptcy filings and tax liens may be listed. What you won't find on your report: your income, gender, or ethnicity, which creditors aren't allowed to use anyway. And you may not see your credit score either. I'm Adam Levin. Come visit us at Credit.com and learn how to take control of your credit.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.